We've set in train a number of issues to address that. And the most significant of those issues was the publication the week before last of the third national strategy on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And this strategy is backed by a very significant investment, $363 million of committed funding to address its provisions. It also contains an implementation plan as well. So there's a clear series of steps towards the delivery of this national strategy. Central to the new national strategy is the issue of prevention. So there's a much greater focus on education, a much greater focus on dealing with the sources that generate violence against women in a whole range of settings. The questioner raised the issue of the audit, which again was a commitment in the programme for government to identify where there were gaps in the delivery of services to victims of domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And the outcome of that audit has been a government decision to create a new domestic violence agency, which will have policy responsibility, but will also have responsibility for the delivery of services and the delivery of refuge accommodation. So this new agency will take responsibility for refuges and services out of actually my own department, which is sort of a personal regret to me because it's an issue I feel very passionately about, but it will coordinate and bring together everything within this new domestic violence agency. And as a government, we've identified that that is the best way to effectively combat domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And in order to ensure that we work towards meeting our targets under the Istanbul Convention, there's a commitment to double the amount of refuge space within the lifespan of this strategy. So there's currently about 140 refuge spaces in the country. We're going to double that to 280, and we've outlined steps to deliver these in areas of the country where there's high population, but also in rural areas of the country where people would have to travel very significant distances in order to access refuge space and deliver refuges there as well. So I might ask Deglan to come into some of the more detailed queries under that heading.
Thank you, Minister. There were quite a few questions. There's at least one I won't be able to answer, and we'll come back in writing in relation to that. One of the questions was in relation to the review of the 2018 Domestic Violence Act, and effectively the Third National Strategy, which we published last week, is a review of the operation of that legislation. The third